All right, we have people, Bill, that want to know about your pipes.
Oh.
And I said that's a personal question, but...
Yeah, that's very personal. Can we do this, since we have a guest right now, can we hold off? I will gladly tell you about the pipes, but we must talk to this guest. It's very, very important.
All right.
Ace Davis is on the line with us. Ace lives in Lexington, Kentucky. He is 10 years old. He just won first place in his school's science fair for a very, very interesting project. Ace, thanks for being here. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Congratulations on winning the science fair. You must be very, very proud and excited.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you have, you're off school today because of the weather or no?
2 days off school and it is wet.
Okay, and so you're in Kentucky, so if you're getting 2 days off of school because of the weather, we have it even worse here. What's the temperature there?
Like 7 degrees.
Oh, 7 degrees. God. Ace, in Chicago, it's 40 degrees below zero. Can you believe that? He fainted.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you fainted.
It's pretty bad. Ace, I just want to start this by telling you, I am not a fan of Tom Brady.
Oh, Wendy.
I don't like him.
Wendy.
Are you a fan?
I don't hate him. I dislike him.
That's
you are so sweet.
How diplomatic of you, Ace. Tell everybody what your science fair project was exactly.
So we took three different balls, one 5 pound, one 7 pound, one 9 pound. I figured out that the 5 pound, you could throw farther, hit a target easier, and catch easier. The 7 pound ball is a little bit harder than the 5 pound ball. And the 9 pound ball wasn't that hard because I usually play with the 9 pound ball
sure.
in regular games. But I can feel a difference with the 5 pound and 9 pound ball.
So the goal of your experiment, of your science fair project, was to say, kind of, that Tom Brady cheated, that he's a cheater, right?
He bended the rules.
He bended the rules. That's, again, a very diplomatic way of stating it.
That was your hypothesis. And what about the conclusion? What happened?
Yep, they were found guilty.
See? I totally agree with you. And my question is, has this ever happened before and it just went undetected? Nobody figured it out. Maybe that's next year's science project.
Do that next year.
I feel like each and every team has at least cheated once.
Every team in the NFL, you say, has cheated one time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what is your favorite team?
The Buccaneers.
Have the Buccaneers ever cheated? I can't imagine a team of Pirates cheating. That doesn't seem like something they would do.
Yeah, they probably cheated before.
They might have. Yeah.
But I'm still a big Bucs fan.
You love the Buccaneers. That's interesting. Ace, whose idea was this? Who came up with this idea?
My dad.
And as soon as you heard it, did you say to yourself, yes, this is something that the science fair would embrace. They would love to hear this.
I just went along with it.
Yeah, you listen to, you know, your parents. That's what we do as kids. The problem that bothers me the most is Tom Brady is a really awesome quarterback. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So why did he need to cheat? That's my big question.
Because I think some of that cheat gave him some of the greatness in his life.
Whoa. But don't you think because he's so talented, don't you think that even without cheating, and this is a great life lesson, Ace, even without cheating, you can still succeed, don't you think?
Yes.
Yep.
And you play football yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What position?
Quarterback.
So see, he knows all about this, Bill.
Ace, what if somebody said to you, hey, it's just me and you, nobody else will find out about this, we'll deflate the balls a little bit and you'll win, what would you say to that person?
Nope.
No, thank you. That's cheating. Good for you.
I don't like cheaters.
No one does.
Yeah, no one does.
No one does.
And you can never trust him again.
Cheaters never win, except for Tom Brady, I guess.
Speaking of which, will you be watching the Super Bowl, Ace?
Mm-hmm. And I'll be watching it live.
Oh, watching it live. That's even better.
You're going to it?
Well, I hope so.
You don't know yet.
Oh. Thought you were going there live. What do you think the outcome's going to be? You think the Patriots are going to take it?
Well, I really hope that the Rams win, but I kind of think the Patriots got this. I mean, they've been in so many championships,
yep.
And the Rams, they've had their first championship at in the 90s.
And now look at them. There they are again, up for another championship.
Mm-hmm.
Ace, I know this wasn't your science fair project, but you seem like a learned person. Maybe you can help me. The Patriots have a coach, a man named Bill Belichick, who has not smiled since 1985. What's going on there? Why can't this guy ever smile?
He's just grumpy.
Is that what it is? That could be it.
Do you think, Ace, that Tom Brady got wind of this news story that has been circulating around? And what happens if Tom Brady would call you?
I would answer it.
Okay. Would you hold your ground and would you say, you know, what message would you say to him if he called you?
Why do you always deflate footballs?
Oh. But he doesn't always do it. I don't think, do you think he's done it since the incident? I don't know if he has. Do you think?
No.
Probably not.
But I think he did before the incident.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to Tom Brady? Perhaps he's listening today.
Play fair, play hard, but what? Lose.
Those are words to live by. Let's review. Play fair, play hard, but lose.
You are an awesome little 10-year-old. Now, so you won first place at your school. What school do you go to?
Mill Creek.
Mill Creek. And now that you won first place, do you go to state or something for the science fair?
I go to
district.
Oh,
when is that? Is that coming up soon, Ace?
Saturday.
Oh, boy, very soon. How do you think you'll fare? Do you think you'll do well?
Hope so.
If it's close, could you inflate your project so that it's a little bit easier for the judges to judge? Maybe you'll get an edge that way. That's all right. That's a lot to think about.
Yes.
That would be cheating.
That's true.
You know, I hate a cheater and I hate liars. So I am your biggest fan. I've got to tell you, Ace. Also want to know what your favorite finger food is for the Super Bowl. Are there any dips you like or those little wiener wraps? What do you plan on eating for the Super Bowl? Chili, maybe?
No chili
for Ace.
What's your favorite food?
Hot dogs.
A true American.
Yeah.
You are a true American, Ace Davis. Well, we're very proud of you. This is a novel idea for a science fair project, and you won, so you must have done something right, and you didn't cheat. And again, go over that. Play fair. What did you say earlier?
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
And special thanks to your dad, Christopher, who helped you come up with this idea. I think you guys are a winning team.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. I'm here listening in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, you've
got a great son there. You should be so proud of him.
I am. He's handling all this really, really well for a 10-year-old.
Aw, go Rams. That's all I have to say.
Go Rams for a day, right?
Yeah, at least today. Thank you, Christopher.
Hey, the are looking good. You are doing well, man.
Yep.
That Mac trick paid off in spades.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Good luck in districts.
Right. Yes, good luck and enjoy your day off of school, day number two. See ya, Ace.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, I love him.
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
Words to live by.
Words to live by, absolutely. All right, a little bit of a break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
By the way, we forgot to tell you that Ace Davis will be having a live Super Bowl watch party. He's going to be streaming it. This kills
me. Wow, he's very enterprising.
Yes, and you can go to ace-davis.com. It's welcome to ace-davis.com. Twitter, he's at ace-davis13. And then there's a little thing that says, if you're feeling generous, please donate to Ace's College Fund. He is adorable, and I am so with him. Tom Brady's a cheater.
Yep, he proved it.
ace-davis.com.